then the righteous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned these stages or these degrees in His book, in His saying in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 69, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. That whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, this is the condition for success, whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger. This is the condition for success. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then these will be with those whom Allah's favor is upon. Those whom Allah's favor is upon, from amongst the prophets and the truthful, those who are first and foremost to believe, the martyrs and the righteous. And how excellent are these as companions, yani the prophets and the truthful, the martyrs and the righteous. So the best of all of the creation are the messengers, then the prophets, then the truthful, then the martyrs, then the righteous. And the best of the messengers, the next point the Shaykh says, that the best of the messengers are ulul azm, those who had firm determination, who were firm in their determination in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are five. Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani these five, Noah and Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, may peace be upon them all, they are the five, firmly resolved prophets, those who have firm resolution and determination. And they have been mentioned in two places in the Book of Allah. One of them is in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 7, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ. And remember when we took the covenant from the prophets, وَمِنْكَ, and from you, meaning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa min Nuhin, wa Ibrahim, wa Musa, wa Isa ibn Maryam. Yani remember when we took the covenant from the prophets and from you. Here specifically it's referring to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Noah and Abraham and Moses and Jesus the son of Mary alayhi salam. This is the first proof of that these five prophets are the foremost of the prophets. And the second is in Surah Ash-Shura, chapter 42, verse 13. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا. That we have legislated or ordained for you as a deen that which we have ordained for Nuh. وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. And that which we have revealed to you, meaning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى. And that which we have ordained for Abraham, Moses, and Isa alayhi salam. So here again in this ayat, the prophets are mentioned, Nuh and Ibrahim and Musa and Isa and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are ulul azm, the firmly resolved prophets. Here the third point, the Shaykh mentions the best of those five. The best of creation are the messengers and prophets, and the best of them are these five, and the best of those five is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, based on his saying in the authentic hadith muttafaqun alayhi, reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ana sayyid an-nas yawm al-qiyamah, that I am the leader or the master of all of humanity on the day of resurrection. Yani of all of humanity without exception, he will be the leader or the master of the people. And also another proof the Shaykh mentions of his superiority and preference over the other prophets is the fact that they followed him in prayer on the night of the Mi'raj. The Prophet ﷺ, Muhammad, when he was taken to Jerusalem in the night journey, he led the prophets and messengers in prayer as their leader. This is the proof of his superiority and preference over the others. Then, after him, of those five, the second preferable of them is Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he is the father of prophets, and his deen or his creed, it is the origin or the asl of all of the creeds. Yani Ibrahim alayhi salam is considered the father of monotheism, the father of Tawheed. He was the one who established the Tawheed, and all the others came in his line. Then Musa alayhi salam, because he is the best of the prophets of Bani Israel, and his law, his Sharia, it was the basis or the source of the laws of the other prophets of Bani Israel who came after him. And then Nuh and Isa, Noah and Jesus alayhi salam, the Shaykh says that there's no any firm proofs of the preference of which of them is preferable over the other. Both of them have special characteristics. So here, the summary of this point is that the best of the five special prophets, Ulul Azm, it is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then Musa alayhi salam, and then between the two, Nuh and Isa, he didn't make any preference. Here the Shaykh says in the end of his commentary concerning this point, the khasais of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the special characteristics that Al-Imam Ibn Qudamah has mentioned, and they are more than this, but the ones that he mentioned in the text of the book, here the Shaykh mentions the proofs for each of these special characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has many special characteristics, but those with which the author has mentioned, the first of them is Khatam al-Nabiyyin, that he is the seal of the prophets. And this is based on the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 40, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah, and he is the Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the seal of the prophets. As far as him being the master or the leader of the messengers, the proof of this was mentioned already in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, in which he said that he is the master of all of humanity on the day of resurrection. Also, the third point, that the iman of no one would be correct or accepted or complete until they believe in the message or the messengership of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And this is based on the saying of Allah in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 65, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. He said, I swear by your Lord, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, no one will believe until they make you a judge in what is between them. So here, the iman of every person is based upon or subject to them accepting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final judge. Also, the fact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent to the whole of humanity, while the other prophets, every one of them was sent to a particular people, everyone sent only to their own people, while he was sent to all of humanity. The point number four, that the judging between the people would not take place until the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We already mentioned this under the subject of al-shafa'ah, the al-shafa'ah al-uzma, the great intercession. Point number five, that his followers, his ummah, would be the first ones to enter the paradise, and this is based on the generality of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith which we mentioned previously in the lecture last week, نَحْنُ الْآخِرُونَ السَّابِقُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that we are the last nation who was sent to the earth, but we are the first on the day of resurrection. And we will be the first people, and we will be in the front lines of the people on the day of resurrection. Also concerning the fact that he is the one who would have the banner or the flag of Al-Hamd, Liwa Al-Hamd, he would be carrying the banner of praise on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, and all of the people who praise will be under his banner. This is based on the hadith reported in At-Tirmidhi, and it is an authentic hadith. Part of it is also reported in the Sahih of Muslim on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. But the whole of this hadith, it's sahih. The complete narration of it is reported in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا سَيِّدْ وَلَدِ آدَمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا فَخْرُ, that I am the master of all of the children of Adam on the day of resurrection, the master of them all, and I am not saying this out of pride. وبيدي لواء الحمد, and in my hand will be the flag or the banner of praise, ولا فخر, and this is something, a statement not said out of pride or boasting. وما من نبي يومئذ آدم فمن سواه إلا تحت لوائي, and there would be no prophet on that day, including Adam as well as the other prophets besides him, except that they would be under my flag. And this hadith is also a proof that Adam a.s. is a prophet. He said there is no prophet, not Adam or anyone besides him, except they would be under my banner. That means all of the prophets would be under this banner, liwa al-hamd, the banner of praise that would be carried by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ana awwal man tanshaqqu anhu al-ard wa la fakhr, and I am the first one that the earth will be opened up for coming out on the resurrection, and this is not said out of pride. This hadith is sahih, and it was mentioned by a number of scholars, and part of it is recorded in the Sahih of Muslim with the wording, أنا سيد ولد آدم يوم القيامة وأول من ينشق عنه القبر وأول شافع وأول مشفع, that I am the master of all of the children of Adam on the day of resurrection. I am the first one that will be, the grave will be opened up for, and I am the first one who would intercede and who intercession will be allowed for. The point number 7, that he is the one who owns or would be the possessor of al-maqam al-mahmud, the praiseworthy station or praiseworthy status, it means that it is the works or the deeds for which he would be praised by the creator al-khaliq, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the makhluq, all of creation, they would praise him for his deeds. And this is based on the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 79, عَتَى أَيْ يَبَعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا, that perhaps it may be, and it is in fact a reality, that you will be raised up, that your Lord will raise you up to this praiseworthy station, مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا, it is a station of praise and glory. Some of the scholars said that one of its meaning is that he would have the highest degree in paradise, as recorded in the authentic hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, and one of them said, in some of the hadith it mentions that this maqam mahmud, it means the status of being the only one who would be allowed to intercede for the people at the time when they are standing waiting for the judgment to begin. And hadith concerning both of these are reported authentically in the sahih. In this high status or special station for the Prophet ﷺ, it is due to all of the special characteristics and favors that he would be given on Yawmul Qiyamah, including the intercession for the people at the time when they're waiting for the judgment to begin. The 8th point, he said that he is the one who would have Al-Hawd Al-Mawrood, yani the fountain or the pond or the drinking place through to which many, many, many people would come, all of his ummah would come to it, and the meaning here is that it is a great big Hawd with many, many people coming to it. As for the mention of a Hawd, simply, we mentioned previously when Al-Imam ibn Qudama mentioned the Hawd, that there is a Hawd or a fountain or a drinking place for every one of the prophets. But here, the meaning of it, it means the great fountain or pond or pool or drinking place, which would be greater than the fountain of all of the other prophets. More people will come to it, and it would be the fountain from which, if anyone drank, they would never be thirsty again. Its water would flow from the river in paradise, Al-Kawthar, and so on, which we mentioned in detail when we talked about the matter of Al-Hawd. The next point is that he would be the imam of the prophets, their spokesman, and the possessor of their intercession, and this is based on a hadith reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ كُنْتُ إِمَامَ النَّبِيِّينَ, on the day of resurrection I will be the imam of the prophets, وَخَطِيبُهُمْ, and their spokesman, وَصَاحِبْ شَفَاعَتِهِمْ, and the one who possessed their intercession, غَيْرَ فَقْرَ, and this is not out of boastfulness. This hadith is reported in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi, who said that it was Hassan, and it's also reported by Imam Ahmed and the Mustadrak of Al-Hakam, the Sunan of Ibn Majah, and Al-Hakam said that the isnad or chain of narrative of this hadith is sahih, and Imam Al-Zahabi rahimahullah agreed with him. And of the contemporary scholars, Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah also said that this hadith is Hassan. The final point of the characteristics, special characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that his ummah would be the best of the nations, and this is based on the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 110, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, that you are the best ummah that have been raised up for the people. Out of all the previous nations of the prophets of the past, you are the best of nations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the reason why in the continuation of that ayat. He said, it is because تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, it is because of commanding the good, forbidding the wrong, and having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last proof of this is the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 47, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. The Shaykh says, as for this ayat, O Bani Israel, O children of Israel, mention my favor which I have favored you with, that I have given you preference over all of the nations. He said that this ayat, it means that they have been given preference over all of the nations in their time, yani in the past. As for after their time, the preference has been given to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the end of what we wanted to say. Before closing, just the questions at the end of the handout that you should look at: are the paradise and the hellfire already existing or to be created in the future? The paradise and the hellfire are already existing. Will either paradise or hellfire cease to exist at some time in the future? Neither of them will cease to exist, but they are eternal. Who are the people of paradise and who are the people of hellfire? The people of paradise are the people of iman and taqwa, the awliya of Allah, the people who obey Allah and do good deeds. And the people of the hellfire are the disbelievers, the pagan disbelievers, the wretched people who disobey. Will al-maut, or death, cease to exist at some time in the future? And explain. Death will definitely cease to exist, and it will cease to exist when? At the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it form in the shape of a ram and place it between the paradise and the hellfire, and it will be slaughtered, it will be put to death, and it will be announced to the people of paradise and the people of hellfire that there is now khulud, eternity, wala maut, and there will be no more death. Mention some of the khasais or distinctions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah, and there are many from amongst them, that he is the imam of the prophets and the leader of the messengers, and he is the one who would have the liwa al-hamd, the flag, the banner of praise, and so on, from amongst those characteristics which we just mentioned. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there are any comments or questions or corrections after the event, inshallah, take 5 minutes. No? We can't find the seat. Inshallah, sisters, please remember to take attendance, those who are present. Naam, fadla. Naam, how long will the Day of Judgment last? Well, Naam. The time frame in the next life obviously is not the same time frame that we are dealing with now. But the important thing, there are some proofs that the actual judgment itself, the judging of the people's deeds, though it may be unimaginable number of people from the first to the last, from the first people who came on this earth until the last day, but there are proofs that this judgment will take place so quickly, that you can hardly imagine that it had actually taken place. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His actions will not be subjected to the framework of the actions of the human beings, and the time frame in the next life also will not be like the time frame of now. As for the standing, waiting for the judgment, it will be some time. How long it will be, I'm not aware that there's any indication, but from the descriptions in the various hadith and the descriptions in the Quran of how the Day of Resurrection would be, we know that it will be a frightful time, and we know that it will be a frightful time, and it will be, it will seem as though it's very long due to the fright and horror of the day. But actually how long it will be, there doesn't appear to be any actual indication of it, Allahu A'lam. But in any case, all of these things will take place rapidly, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of disposing of these matters quickly and easily without any time-consuming factor. Now, what is the difference between Nabi or Rasul? Allahu a'lam. Apparently the scholars have many opinions concerning the difference between Nabi and Rasul. And amongst those opinions, some of them said that a Nabi, a prophet, is the one who followed the legislation or the Sharia of a previous prophet who came before him. And some said that the difference is that a Nabi receives revelation, but is not necessarily commissioned to deliver it, whereas the messenger is sent to deliver the message to the people. The opinions of the scholars concerning this actually don't have any clear, distinctive basis in the Quran or Sunnah, and for this reason, some of the scholars said that those various opinions are ijtihad of the scholars. But the clear distinction between a prophet and a messenger is not something that we can say with certainty. At least, perhaps the closest to being correct, and Allah knows best, is that, as some of the scholars said, that whoever received the revelation is considered to be a prophet. But they may not necessarily have been sent to any nation. Therefore, they may not be considered as a messenger. Whereas everyone who is sent out to a nation to deliver a message has two characteristics. One, receiving revelation, nubuwa, and also being sent to a people, risala. And so some of the scholars said that the Rasul is more comprehensive. Every Rasul is also a prophet. But not every prophet is also a Rasul. This is the opinion of some of the scholars. Perhaps it's closer than the other opinions, but it's not necessarily conclusive. Everyone who received the revelation, is considered a prophet. That's nubuwa. Naba, he received news, information from Allah. But as for the one who is sent out to a nation, this is risala, rasul, or messenger. This is a second characteristic. Receiving some revelation and then being called upon to deliver it. So that every messenger is already a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. This is one of the opinions, and as I said, there doesn't seem to be any really strong, clear, decisive or conclusive proof concerning these opinions. Allah knows best. Now, a question from the sisters. What is the ruling about computer software company shares? Allah, I don't know anything about computer software company shares, but I imagine if it's a computer company that's dealing with lawful things, then having shares in it is lawful. If it's dealing in haram things, then having shares in it is haram. Doing business, having shares in a business, it's lawful. But it depends on what the business, what they're doing in the business. Software, computer software, as far as I know, it can be lawful. Depends on what kind of software they have. As far as I know, there's nothing wrong with computer software, unless the software that they're dealing with is something haram or illegal in Islam. In that case, it will be unlawful to participate in Allah knows best. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. The resurrection, except after the intercession or shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people will be standing on the mawqif, the place of gathering, waiting for the judgment to begin, but it would not begin until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede with the great intercession. وَلَا يَدْخُلْ الْجَنَّةَ أُمَّةٌ إِلَّا بَعْدَ دُخُولُ أُمَّتِهِ. And no nation, the followers of no prophet, would enter the paradise until after the entry of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They would be the first ummah to enter the paradise. No one would enter until after the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of these are the exclusive, the special favors that have been given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Also, in point number 70, Al-Imam al-Qudam rahimahullah says, concerning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he is sahib liwa al-hamd, that he is the one, the companion or the owner of the flag of praise, the banner of praise, wal maqam al mahmud, and the praiseworthy station, the praiseworthy station, wal hawd al mawrud, and the fountain or the pond, the drinking place that the people would come to drink from, to quench their thirst from the thirst of the standing on Yawm al-Qiyamah. وَهُوَ إِمَامَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَخَطِيبُهُمْ, and he is also the Imam, the leader of all prophets and their spokesman, the Khatib, the one who speaks for them. وَصَاحِبْ شَفَاعَتِهِمْ, and he is the one who would possess their shafa'ah or their intercession. أُمَّتُهُ خَيْرُ الْأُمَمْ, and his followers, his ummah or his nation is the best of nations. وَأَصْحَابُهُ خَيْرُ أَصْحَابِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامُ, and his companions, رضي الله عنهم أجمعين, they are the best of the companions of any prophet. May Allah's peace be upon them all. His companions are the best of the companions of all prophets. Here, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, Hafizullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, says, point number one, the best of creation, the best of Allah's creation in front of Allah is ar-rusul, the messengers. The best of creation are the messengers. Then, as-siddiqoon, the truthful, those who are fast, who hasten to testify to the truth of what the Prophet came with. Like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who was quick to testify and to affirm whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed them of. Then, as-shuhada, the martyrs who died fighting in jihad in the lands, the ranks of the Muslims against the disbelievers. Then as-salihun, then the righteous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned these stages or these degrees in His book, in His saying in Surah Al-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 69, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. That whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, this is the condition for success. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, this is the condition for success. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then these will be with those whom Allah's favor is upon. Those whom Allah's favor is upon from amongst the prophets and the truthful, those who are first and foremost to believe, the martyrs and the righteous. And how excellent are these as companions, yani the prophets and the truthful, the martyrs and the righteous. So the best of all of the creation are the messengers, then the prophets, then the truthful, then the martyrs, then the righteous. And the best of the messengers, the next point the Shaykh says, that the best of the messengers are ulul azm, those who had firm determination, who were firm in their determination in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are five. Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani these five, Noah and Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, may peace be upon them all, they are the five firmly resolve prophets, those who have firm resolution and determination. And they have been mentioned in two places in the book of Allah. One of them is in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 7, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ, and remember when we took the covenant from the prophets, وَمِنْكَ, and from you, meaning the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَمِن نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى بِنِ مَرْيَمَ. Yani remember when we took the covenant from the prophets and from you. Here specifically it's referring to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and Noah and Abraham and Moses and Jesus the son of Mary عليهم السلام. This is the first proof of that these five prophets are the foremost of the prophets. And the second is in Surah Ash-Shura, chapter 42, verse 13. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا, that we have legislated or ordained for you as a deen that which we have ordained for Nuh. والذي أوحينا إليك, and that which we have revealed to you, meaning the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى, and that which we have ordained for Abraham, Moses, and Isa عليهم السلام. So here again in this ayat, the prophets are mentioned, Nuh and Ibrahim and Musa and Isa and the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. They are ulul azm, the firmly resolved prophets. Here, the third point, the Shaykh mentions the best of those five. The best of creation are the messengers and prophets, and the best of them are these five, and the best of those five is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, based on his saying in the authentic hadith, muttafaqun alayhi, reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ana sayyid al-nas yawm al-qiyamah, that I am the leader or the master of all of humanity on the day of resurrection. Yani all of humanity, without exception, he will be the leader or the master of the people. And also another proof the Shaykh mentions of his superiority and preference over the other prophets is the fact that they followed him in prayer on the night of the Mi'raj. The Prophet ﷺ, Muhammad, when he was taken to Jerusalem in the night journey, he led the prophets and messengers in prayer as their leader. This is the proof of his superiority and preference over the others. Then, after him, of those five, the second preferable of them is Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he is the father of prophets, and his deen or his creed, it is the origin or the asal of all of the creeds. Yani Ibrahim alayhi salam is considered the father of monotheism, the father of tawheed. He was the one who established the tawheed, and all the others came in his line. Then Musa alayhi salam, because he is the best of the prophets of Bani Israel, and his law, his Sharia, it was the basis or the source of the laws of the other prophets of Bani Israel who came after him. And then Nuh and Isa, Noah and Jesus alayhi salam, the Shaykh says that there's no proofs of the preference of which of them is preferable over the other. Both of them have special characteristics. So here, the summary of this point is that the best of the five special prophets, ulul azm, it is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then Musa alayhi salam, and then between the two, Nuh and Isa, he didn't make any preference. Here the Shaykh says in the end of his commentary concerning this point, the khasais of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the special characteristics that Al-Imam Ibn Qudamah has mentioned, and they are more than this, but the ones that he mentioned in the text of the book, here the Shaykh mentions the proofs for each of these special characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has many special characteristics, but those which the author has mentioned, the first of them is Khatam al-Nabiyyin, that he is the seal of the prophets, and this is based on the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 40, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah, and he is the Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the seal of the Prophet. As far as him being the master or the leader of the messengers, the proof of this was mentioned already in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he said that he is the master of all of humanity on the day of resurrection. Also, the third point, that the iman of no one would be correct or accepted or complete until they believe in the message or the messengership of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is based on the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 65, فَلَا وَرَبِّكْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنُهُمْ. He said, I swear by your Lord, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, no one will believe until they make you a judge in what is between them. So here, no, the iman of every person is based upon or subject to them accepting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the final judge. Also, the fact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been sent to the whole of humanity, while the other prophets, every one of them was sent to a particular people. Everyone sent only to to their own people while he was sent to all of humanity. The point number four, that the judging between the people will not take place until the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We already mentioned this under the subject of al-shafa'ah, the al-shafa'ah al-uzma, the great intercession. Point number five, that his followers, his ummah, would be the first ones to enter the paradise, and this is based on the generality of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith which we mentioned previously in the lecture last week. نَحْنُ الْآخِرُونَ السَّابِقُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that we are the last nation who يعني, was sent to the earth, but we are the first on the day of resurrection. And we will be the first people, and we will be in the front lines of the people on the day of resurrection. Also concerning the fact that he is the one who will have the banner or the flag of Al-Hamd, Liwa Al-Hamd, he would be carrying the banner of praise on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, and all of the people who praise will be under his banner. This is based on the hadith reported in At-Tirmidhi, and it is an authentic hadith. Part of it is also reported in the Sahih of Muslim on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, but the whole of this hadith, it's sahih. The complete narration of it is reported in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أنا سيد سيد ولد آدم يوم القيامة ولا فقر, that I am the master of all of the children of Adam on the day of resurrection, the master of them all, and I am not saying this out of pride. وبيدي لواء الحمد, and in my hand will be the flag or the banner of praise, ولا فقر, and this is something, a statement not said out of pride or boasting. وما من نبي يومئذ آدم فَمَنْ سِوَاهُ إِلَّا تَحْتَ لِوَائِي, and there would be no prophet on that day, including Adam, as well as the other prophets beside him, except that they would be under my flag. And this hadith is also a proof that Adam a.s. is a prophet. He said there is no prophet, not Adam or anyone besides him, except they would be under my banner. That means all of the prophets would be under this banner, لِوَى الْحَمْدِ, the banner of praise that would be carried by the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَأَنَا أَوَّلْ مَنْ تَنْشَقُ أَنْهُ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَقْرَ, and I am the first one that the earth will be open up for coming out on the resurrection, and this is not said out of pride. This hadith is sahih, and it was mentioned by a number of scholars, and part of it is recorded in the Sahih of Muslim with the wording, أَنَا سَيِّدْ وَلَدِ آدَمْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ وَأَوَّلْ مَنْ يَنْشَقْ أَنْهُ الْقَبْرِ وَأَوَّلْ شَافِعٍ وَأَوَّلْ مُشَفَعٍ, that I am the master of all of the children of Adam on the day of resurrection. I am the first one that will be, the grave will be opened up for, and I am the first one who would intercede and who intercession will be allowed for. And the point number seven, that he is the one who owns or will be the possessor of al-maqam al-mahmood, the praiseworthy station or praiseworthy status. It means that it is the work or the deed for which he would be praised by the Creator, Al-Khaliq, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the makhluk, all of creation, they would praise him for his deeds. And this is based on the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 79, عَتَى أَيْ يَبْعَتَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا, that perhaps it may be, and it is in fact a reality, that you will be raised up, that your Lord will raise you up to this praiseworthy station, maqam and mahmuda. It is the station of praise and glory. Some of the scholars said that one of its meaning is that he would have the highest degree in paradise, as recorded in the authentic hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of them said, in some of the hadith, it mentions that this maqam mahmud, it means the status of being the only one who would be allowed to intercede for the people at the time when they are standing waiting for the judgment to begin. And hadith concerning both of these are reported authentically in the Sahih. And this high status or special station for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is due to all of the special characteristics and favors that he will be given on Yawm al-Qiyamah, including the intercession for the people at the time when they are waiting for the judgment to begin. In the eighth point, he said that he is the one who would have al-hawd al-mawrud, yani the fountain or the pond or the drinking place to which many, many, many people would come, all of his ummah would come to it. And the meaning here is that it is a great big hawd with many, many people coming to it. As for the mention of a hawd, simply We mentioned previously when Imam Ibn Qudamah mentioned the Haud, that there is a Haud or a fountain or a drinking place for every one of the prophets. But here, the meaning of it means the great fountain or pond or pool or drinking place, which will be greater than the fountain of all of the other prophets. More people will come to it, and it will be the fountain from which, if anyone drank, they would never be thirsty again. Its water would flow from the river in paradise, Al-Kawthar, and so on, which we mentioned in detail when we talked about the matter of Al-Hawd. The next point is that he would be the Imam of the Prophets, their spokesman, and the possessor of their intercession, and this is based on a hadith reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كُنْتُ إِمَامَ النَّبِيِّينَ. On the day of resurrection I will be the Imam of the Prophets, وَخَطِيبُهُمْ, and their spokesman, وَصَاحِبْ شَفَاعَتِهِمْ, and the one who will possess their intercession, غَيْرَ فَقْرَ, and this is not out of boastfulness. This hadith is reported in the Sunan al-Tirmidhi, who said that it was Hassan, and it's also reported by Imam Ahmed and the Mustadrak of Al-Hakam, the Sunan of Ibn Majah, and Al-Hakam said that the isnad or chain of narrative of this hadith is sahih, and Al-Imam al-Zahabi, rahimahullah, agreed with him. And of the contemporary scholars, Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah, also said that this hadith is Hassan. The final point of the characteristics, special characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that his ummah would be the best of the nations, and this is based on the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 110, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, that you are the best ummah that have been raised up for the people. Out of all the previous nations of the prophets of the past, you are the best of nations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the reason why in the continuation of that ayat. He said, it is because تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, it is because of commanding the good, forbidding the wrong, and having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last proof of this is the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 47, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اُذْكُرُ نِعْمَةِ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. The Shaykh says, as for this ayat, O Bani Israel, O children of Israel, mention my favor which I have favored you with, that I have given you preference over all of the nations. He said that this ayat, it means that they have been given preference over all of the nations in their time, yani in the past. Also after their time, the preference has been given to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the end of what we want to say. Before closing, just the questions at the end of the handout that you should look at are: the paradise and the hellfire already existing or to be created in the future? The paradise and the hellfire are already existing. Will either paradise or hellfire cease to exist at some time in the future? Neither of them will cease to exist, but they are eternal. Who are the people of paradise and who are the people of hellfire? The people of paradise are the people of iman and taqwa, the awliya of Allah, the people who obey Allah and do good deeds. And the people of the hellfire are the disbelievers, the pagan disbelievers, the wretched people who disobey Him. Will al-maut or death cease to exist at some time in the future? And explain, death will definitely cease to exist, and it will cease to exist when? At the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it form in the shape of a ram and place it between the paradise and the hellfire, and it will be slaughtered, it will be put to death, and it will be announced to the people of paradise and the people of hellfire that there is now khulud, eternity, wala maut, and there will be no more death. Mention some of the khasais or distinctions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his ummah, and there are many amongst them that he is the Imam of the Prophets and the leader of the messengers, and he is the one who would have the liwa al-hamd, the flag, the banner of praise, and so on, from amongst those characteristics which we just mentioned. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there are any comments or questions or corrections after the adhan, inshallah I'll take 5 minutes. No? We can't find the sheikh. Inshallah, sisters, please remember to take attendance, those who are present. Naam, tafadhal. Naam, how long will the Day of Judgment last?
غلط.
نعم. The time frame in the next life obviously is not the same time frame that we are dealing with now. But the important thing, there are some proofs that the actual judgment itself, the judging of the people's deeds, though it may be unimaginable number of people from the first to the last, from the first people who came on this earth until the last day, but there are proofs that this judgment will take place so quickly, that you can hardly imagine that it had actually taken place. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His actions will not be subjected to the framework of the actions of the human beings, and the time frame in the next life also will not be like the time frame of now. As for the standing, waiting for the judgment, it will be some time. How long it will be, I'm not aware that there's any indication, but from the descriptions in the various hadith and the descriptions in the Quran of how the day of resurrection would be, we know that it will be a frightful time, and we know that it will be a frightful time, and it will be, it will seem as though it's very long due to the fight and horror of the day. But actually how long it will be, there doesn't appear to be any actual indication of it, Allahu A'lam. But in any case, all of these things will take place rapidly, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of disposing of these matters quickly and easily without any time consuming factor. Now, what is the difference between Nabi or Rasul? Allahu A'lam. Kind of the scholars have many opinions concerning the difference between Nabi and Rasul. And amongst those opinions, some of them said that a Nabi, a prophet, is the one who followed the legislation or the Sharia of a previous prophet who came before him. And some said that the difference is that a Nabi receives revelation, but is not necessarily commissioned to deliver it, whereas the messenger is sent to deliver the message to the people. The opinions of the scholars concerning this actually don't have any clear, distinctive basis in the Quran or Sunnah, and for this reason, some of the scholars said that those various opinions are ijtihad of the scholars, but the clear distinction between a prophet and a messenger is not something that we can say with certainty. At least, perhaps the closest to being correct, and Allah knows best, is that, as some of the scholars said, that whoever received the revelation is considered to be a prophet. But they may not necessarily have been sent to any nation. Therefore, they may not be considered as a messenger. Whereas everyone who is sent out to a nation to deliver a message has two characteristics. One, receiving revelation, nubuwwah, and also being sent to a people, risala. And so some of the scholars said that the Rasul is more comprehensive. Every Rasul is also a prophet. But not every prophet is also a Rasul. This is the opinion of some of the scholars. Perhaps it's closer than the other opinions, but it's not necessarily conclusive. Everyone who received the revelation, is considered a prophet. That's nubuwwah. Naba, he received news, information from Allah. But as for the one who is sent out to a nation, this is risala, rasul or messenger. This is a second characteristic, receiving some revelation and then being called upon to deliver it. So that every messenger is already a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. This is one of the opinions. As I said, there doesn't seem to be any really strong, clear, decisive or conclusive proof concerning these opinions. Allah knows best. Now, question from the sisters. What is the ruling about computer software company shares? Shares. Allah, I don't know anything about computer software company shares, but I imagine if it's a computer company that's dealing with lawful things, then having shares in it is lawful. If it's dealing in haram things, then having shares in it is haram. Doing business, having shares in a business, it's lawful. But it depends on what the business, what they're doing in the business. Software, computer software, as far as I know, it can be lawful. Depends on what kind of software they have. As far as I know, there's nothing wrong with computer software, unless the software that they're dealing with is something haram or illegal in Islam. In that case, it will be unlawful to participate in Allah knows best. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك.